Legacy by Liz Zurcher. The two farms near tiny Colfax, Illinois, were in our family for decades. Though we never worked the land ourselves, the farms were our family legacy, a tangible connection to our Illinois roots. My mother and her sister inherited the farms in the 50s, my mother taking over the management. A homemaker, she seemed ill-equipped to be a farm manager, but she blossomed in the role. She learned about soil, seed, and crop rotation, grain bins, combines, and the commodities market. She developed an uncanny sense for the best time to sell the crops. We dubbed her the soybean queen for her farm management prowess. "You'll always have the land," she told us with pride. As kids, my sister, four cousins, and I knew nothing about the farms. Our Colfax was the brick house in town where our mothers grew up. On summer visits, we explored the attic and swayed on the porch swing until we almost threw up. We flicked box elder bugs off the sunroom windowsills and played checkers in the screened-in summer house. Colfax was the place we were one family once a year. Later, Colfax faded into memory. We had no relatives left there, and strangers owned the brick house. We scattered all over the world, taking root from Iowa to Australia, growing our own families. When my aunt and mother died, the cousins wanted to sell the farms. My sister and I disagreed, but it was complicated. We were all so distant from the land, physically and emotionally. Finally, a tax problem forced us to hold the land for 10 more years. We agreed to sell after that. Management fell to me, but I didn't have my mother's knack for it. I stressed and waffled on when to sell the crops. I couldn't even find Colfax when I went for the annual visit, always getting lost amid identical fields of corn and beans. But when I stood on our land talking to our farmer, I felt like I was home. Finally, it was time to sell. My sister and I met with our farmer to discuss the terms of sale. I drove right to the farm without getting lost, which struck me as ironic. Just as we were letting the farms go, I'd figured out how to get there. Afterward, we stopped by the brick house. Climbing the front steps to the porch, we played on as kids. We knocked on the door. No one answered. We took a last look at the porch's peeling paint and rotten floorboards before driving back to Chicago. By Christmas, we had sold the farms. I was glad it was done, glad to have the money. But as I held my very substantial check, I thought how flimsy it felt. It couldn't compare to the solid promise of the land that had been our family legacy, the land that kept us all connected, that nurtured my mother's talents and confidence, the land she said we'd always have. That land was gone. Even though I knew we'd done what needed doing, I cried for our family's loss.